We are learning Maseches Bamitzia Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Habayis va'aliyah shel shnayim. Again, we're talking about anytime says shnayim means shutvim. Talking about shutvim, brothers that were yerish from the father, habayis and aliyah. So I on the upstairs, you on the downstairs, gevaldik. But the problem was there was an earthquake and the house fell down. Shenaflu. So Amar ba'aliyah ba'abayis livnois. The ba'aliyah says, you know what? I want to get my apartment. Can you build the first floor so I can build my second floor on that? But when he writes, live nice, he's not interested. He doesn't have the money right now. He doesn't want to build it. So what do, what do you do? Harei Baal Aliyah Boinez Abayis. The Baal Aliyah builds the first floor. V'dor V'soichi lives in it. Until you pay me. When you pay me, I'll build my second floor. Rav Yudai Minala do this. Yudai Ma'amzeh Dor V'soich Shoshachavei Roy. Shoshach La'al Eschar. Isn't it Salacha that if you live in someone's house, you have to pay him? L'chara, even though the guy, he doesn't want to live there right now, he doesn't want to pay for it right now, but you're living in someone's house. You have to pay for that. He builds the entire house, and then he puts on the roof on the aliyah, everything. And what happens is he lives. He lives in downstairs until I give him the yitzias. I hear also is being nana. If Chan Rav Yudah is like that, you're being nana. So here also you're being nana. So Rashi says no, you're not being nana. Rashi says Yosef bebayis atachta and the havalei zelo nana zelo chaser. Who? So who lay nana? Shreali Yosef, a chenis loy law that we had a place to live. Vezelei chaser because anyway not taking it. Frank Toisus, of course, being nana, he doesn't have to go up the stairs. Doesn't have to go up flight of stairs. Toisus, the master of Yosef, does a kasha. The nenu shein sarach lalitz. Venira the Garcia mikra selaliya v'Yosef v'soicha. He lives upstairs and he just doesn't let the guy go into the house, but he has to live upstairs. Toisus argues on Rashi. Where are you living? In the case where you put up two floors, where do you live? Rashi live in the bottom floor because now I have somewhere to live. And it's not called nana. But Taisa says, this is called nana. He's saving himself a flight of stairs. Taisa says, he's live upstairs. Now, another point is like this. Rashi decides to say over here that Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is, why in a case we only build a downstairs you live in it, why is it a problem? So Rashi, because the problem of rivets. It's a problem of rivets. Why is it a problem of rivets? Pashut. Because I built the house for, we'll call him Reuven. I built the house for Reuven. And now when Reuven pays me, he gets his house. I build the second floor. Now, Reuven pays me, he gives me the full price I pay for it. I built the house for $100,000. Reuven gives me $100,000, and I go upstairs. I'm living 5 years for rent-free. Why am I living for rent-free 5 years then? Because I laid out the money for him. So it comes out, it's rivets. That's the Rashi says. Rashi says, if you want to see the Rashi inside, it's the beginning of the second to last line. It says, Mechzika rivets. End of that Rashi. So Taisa says, two kashas on Rashi. Taisa says, first of all, why is this called ribbis? He never lent the money. What's the raya? Let's say this house that he built burns down. Does the Reuven still have to pay for it? No. Maybe, yeah. So he tells us no. Then they pay for it. So, heck of a alva. It's like a sale. 5 years later, I sell it to you. So, what's the problem? That's the kashrum one. And kashrum two, the Gemara says it's al zen nev zelechasev. But we had some tesis as a pal also. What do you mean? Obviously, it does belong to Reuven because then I wouldn't be a shalom nana. I'm nana from my own house. It's saying it's probably nana from his house. It's my house, it's not your house. So even Tois handles, even Tois got to agree, has shikl shakas to him. This is a nice, it's a big sugya. It looks like the Elam's not ready for the, you know, to go into this Indian, but good, okay. So it's, and this is the Tois handles, the shayla. You have to say maybe it works that you are building it for him. And that's Pshat and Rashi, you're building it for him. And the achrayim are toiling in exactly what the chiv of the bias is. The guy in the bottom, is it pshat his house is meshubet to the aliyah, or he himself has a shibud aguf to build it? That's the toiling that lomdus. But like upon him, what we're bringing out here, there's a machlekes over here, if there'll be ribbis here or not. L'maisa, the Gemara says, sal zen nena v'zeh lechasa, or zen nena v'zeh chasa, we'll see in the Gemara. And obviously, the Reuven does have a shaykhus to the house. So we spoke about two machlokes in Rashi and Tosfos over here in our Mishnah. First of all, if it's al ribbis or it's al zenena, and number two, which Gemara doesn't say al zenena, and number two is when he does a fear of Yehuda that you can't live in the bottom, so you build a second floor. Could you live now on the bottom? Rashi, you can live on the bottom now. Not have a second floor. According to Tosfos, no, I have to live on the top floor. Talk to Gemara. Gemara is on my base. I'm Rabbi Eichner. V'shloisha mekaymais shanu lano Rabbi Yehuda also la'odam shiyehena v'mam v'chaveru. There are three cases. Right now, the Gemara thinks, Pshat Rav Yehuda is, that you can't be nana from your friend's merchasim. It's not a full-fledged, good-hearted matana. Now, three places where he teaches his halacha. One is over here, that you can't live in someone's house without him giving you a full matan. I almost have two other cases. And then the Gemara is saying, maybe that's not the pshat. That a person now be nana from the mammon of his friend. Chada ha, the Tanan, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you can't be nana, you can't live in your friend's house, even though he's not building it, but you can't live in a friend's house without permission and without his matana gemur. Idach mahi, the Tanan, the Mishnah. You give wool, white wool, to the person who dyes the wool, to dye it red. But you made it black. Or it's you hire him to do it shachar. You hire him to make it black and he made it red. He did the wrong thing. What's that? The uman has to give the pay for the tzemer, and then he keeps his beautiful red tzemer. That's all he has to pay for, just the tzemer. Rav Yehuda says no. The original owner of the tzemer picks up his tzemer, and he has yad al yayna. If it's worth more than the expenses, nicely yitzia, you give him for the expenses. We give him the shvach, so you get the upper hand. Now, what's pshat for Rav Yehuda? Why can't the uman keep it and pay for the tzemer like our mayor? So Rashi explains, because right now the Gemara thinks the pshat is because he's being nana then, because he got himself wool from the store without going to pick it up. Someone picked up the wool for him, and now he got black wool, and he's nana from his friend. You have to go pick up the wool. That's what the Pshat Rav Yehuda is. Therefore, you have to give it back. You don't keep it, and then you don't get paid. You get paid. You're out of time. That's what the Pshat was. And a third case for Yehuda is v'idach ma'i the Tanan, misha par mixes chayvei. A guy paid part of his chayv. Now, when you pay part of his chayv, you can't take the shtar back from the malva. Why? Because he didn't pay the whole thing. But you don't want to leave the shtar by him, because then he will collect the whole thing. You don't want to write a new shtar, because a cipher costs $1,000. So therefore, what do? So Misha Parah mixes chayv, the hishlush is a story. So he gave it to a third guy. But he tells the guy like this, if I don't pay on time, give the shtar back to the malva, and then he'll be able to collect the whole thing. Might have reached the time he didn't pay up. So Rabbi Yisrael says the shlish could give it back to the malva, and then the malva will be able to collect extra. You should not give it. And we thought Pshat Rabbi Yehuda right now is, if you want to see inside what we thought Pshat Rabbi Yehuda is, you look at Tosis the Masav Shlisha, the last four lines. He says the gamish mashlo story nami avigav. Right now we're learning the smach the kanya hachal kivin she'ein zumatano gemura she'ein noisna b'leiv shalem. Again, we thought all this pshat tomorrow. We don't want something nana for someone without giving him a present. Leiv shalom. What are the three cases? Our Mishnah, where someone is living in the bottom floor that he built for his friend. Number two is the case of tzemer, where he can't keep the tzemer. Why not? Because that's hana. And the third case is where he says, I'm going to pay and let you collect extra. Also, the only three cases we're saying is that you can't be nene, momen, shechaveiroi, without a leiv shalom de gematala. So these three things are all the same shita. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? I'll tell you pshat in all three cases, and none of them have shaykhis to what you're saying. So the Gemara, amai, dilma ad kal kar rehu dehacha, el mashum de ikka shachrusa, the shachrusa da ashiyaisa, is the right girsa, that maybe the case of our Mishnah, the reason why it's also, the reason why you have to pay for it, because it's zen nana v'zeh chaser. Why is zen nana v'zeh chaser? Because he makes the walls black. He's going to buy his brand new house to have $100,000, and it's not new. The walls are black. So therefore he has to pay rent. I can ask me, he shouldn't have to pay rent. He should pay just for the new painting. So that already, there's a whole play of Shua and Tosis and Baba Kama, that they say, really, zen nana v'zeh loy chaser really should pay you nana. Teretz says, since he's not losing, so it's me this time. But once he's chaser, then it goes to the back to the nana, and that's what you have to pay. So here it's zen nana, that's alumnus. This is zen nana, zen chaser, that's Pshat Rav Yehuda. Not because you don't nana without leiv shalom. Here it's zen nana. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah, that's what it has to do with. What's Pshat in the Gemara at Tzvele Adam? The Mishnah at Tzvele Adam. Inami, the Tzvele Adam, Tzvele Shachar, Mishnah, the Kar Mishana. Because there's a knasti, you're right. Really, he should be able to keep the wall. But the reason why there we tell him he cannot keep the wall is because there's a knas. Someone is mashana the knas. Ratanan kol mashana or ratanya kol mashana kol mash or ditanan kol mashana yod al tachtoina. Whoever is mashana ditanan is supposed to say kol mashana yod al tachtoina. Anyone who changes is yod al tachtoina. Rashi says with knas a konas like the knas. And the third case umisha para Mixes Chayvoy is a different reason. It's out. And I have asmachta. It's out asmachta. When I say that if I don't pay that day, you give it back to the malva. That's asmachta. But Shemil Rudy Amar Leikonim. Rudy was not Leikonim. That's pshat in all three cases. Nothing to do with being nenem mom and chavei. Right? The three pshat tomorrow because zenena v'zeh chaser, and the next is called mashana zeknas. And the third case is that it's because of asmachta.
So, looks
like the principle of Mishnah.
Oh,
what?
Looks like
oh, very good question. One of Ribbis. I don't know the answer. I don't even want to ask the Kash either. So I think the pshat is that a few most sheetis, you're allowed to make a knas. You're allowed to make a penalty. It could be within penalty and not within Ribbis. That would be. It's not agonata, and that's why it causes no problem Ribbis. What's the question, Maishi?
I understand the first case, the Mishnah.
Because it's Zen and Zachasar. You're causing a loss to the Baal Abayas. Because you're making the walls black. When you buy a house, you want a brand new house. You want a used house. So you're causing a loss. That's why I don't want you to live here. So you have to pay rent now. You're living in my house.
Okay.
Zot Gemara Vayter. Omar Vacha. A new Gemara now. Omar Vacha Bar Adav Shedula. We have here two fellows that shutvim, a bottom floor and a second floor. And one of them want to do construction. What are you allowed to do? You don't want to harm the upstairs guy if the bottom guy is doing construction. And if the upstairs guy is doing construction, you don't want to harm the bottom guy. What is allowed, what's not allowed? Omar v'achaba adon shayde ula, tachten abal shanes begvil shemeloy. The guy in the bottom wants to make his walls thicker stones. He wants to change it to gvil, which is six tvachim wide, instead of gozes, which is five tvachim wide. So then shemeloy. Not a problem because he's making the foundation stronger. So talking about shanes begvil shemeloy. But let's say he has gvil, he wants to change it to gozes, make it thinner. Ain't shemeloy. You're making the walls thinner. It's making the foundation weaker. Then same thing with kvisim. The kvisim shemeloy. Kvisim is a way of making walls that you take two stones, 1.5 tefachim thick, and you put it on two sides, and in between you put cement. So there's a total of 4 tefachim wide. And he had before that levanim, and now he's changing to kvisim. So shemeloy, but levanim ain't shemeloy. Levanim only 3 tefachim wide that he can do. Lesachik ba'arozim. If he wants to put beams out of cedar woods, very strong beams, shemeloy. Listen, gavaldik, the officer is very very happy. But shkamim, you want to put shkamim which are weaker than arozim, ain't shemeloy. Ain't shemeloy. So the dafka arozim are better. So then you shemeloy, but shkamim ain't shemeloy. Lemayit v'chaloynei. So the guy in the bottom wants like less windows. Shemeloy. Why? Because less windows, it's stronger. Harvest v'chaloynei. Ain't shemeloy. Those days, chaloy mean there was nothing in there. It was empty space. So a chaloy makes it weaker. So laharvest v'chaloynei. Shemeloy. Like, but to laharvest v'chaloynei. Ain't shemeloy. But lemayit v'chaloynei. Shemeloy. Yeah. Lagbia. If he wants to raise his floor, he wants to make his from 8-foot ceilings to 10-foot ceilings with big doors and everything. He wants to make very high ceilings. So then, it's a problem of like bia ain't shemeloy. You can't make it higher. Why not? Because it makes the guy walk upstairs more. Lemayit shemeloy. But to go down shemeloy, to go make it shorter shemeloy. Elyon shabalas shanais. That's all the ups. That's also downstairs guy. Understand? If he only changes it, it's very simple. Klal. He can only change it, making the foundation stronger, not weaker. What about the upstairs? The upstairs, the klal, be the opposite. If he's making it heavier, then he can't do it. Selling Shabbat Shana is big gaz is shemeloy. If you're putting gaz, which is smaller stones, you listen. Bigger stones ain't shemeloy. Big kvisim, which is bigger walls, ain't shemeloy. Bilavanim, smaller walls, shemeloy. Ba'arazim, he wants to put on his roof cedar wood, ain't shemeloy. It's heavier. Bishikma shemeloy. Lerabis bechalenis, he's going to put more windows, shemeloy, because make it lighter. Lemayit bechalenis, make it less chalenis, that's a problem. Ma'ar ain't shemeloy. Lagbia, ain't shemeloy. This is here, they're both the same. To make it higher, ain't shemeloy, because it makes it heavier. Lemayit shemeloy, but lower shemeloy. So that's all the halacha. Okay. Let's say a new halacha. The third of Gemara, a third halacha. And our Mishnah says that you gotta, he forces the bias to build, and if he doesn't want to build, he builds himself, and he moves in. According to Tanakama, according to Ruda, you can't move in. But ain loy lezev lezev. Let's say neither of them have money, and they have to put it up for sale. Might. So Rashi learns, they want to sell it. So what's the right of the aliyah and the karka? Look, the bais is sitting on the karka, and the aliyah is on that top of that. Does the aliyah have any din on the karka or not? So there's a machlokes over here. Tanya, that the bottom guy gets 2/3 of the value of the karka, and the top guy gets 1/3. That the bottom guy gets three quarters and the top guy gets a quarter. What's the pshat? The machlekes is how much does the upstairs ruin the downstairs house? So he holds, it ruins it up to a third. Because you have a second floor, the first floor is weaker by a third. And therefore you own a third of his property. Mashiach Elamad holds, it ruins by a quarter, and therefore you own a quarter of the property. That's the machlekes over here. How do you look at it? So I'm a rabbi, the koiter of Nasa B'yadecha, the dain, who's a dain, he goes to the depths of the din, kasavar, kama mafsid aliyah b'bayis tilsa. How much does the aliyah ruin the bayis? Tilsa, a third. There's a third. Now Rashi is learning, you're selling the property. You are selling the property, and therefore it's a third and a quarter. Break Taisa on Rashi. If you're selling the property, so the aliyah guy can say this, you sell the property, no problem. I'm building on a floor on top of your house. You're selling good, but you're selling it, you can't sell my right. I have a right to build a house. Forget about the third. I want to build my house. So there were Taisa argues with Rashi. He says the case was here where they weren't selling it. They wanted to use it now for agriculture. And the shah was, how much right does the Baal Aliyah have? You see Taisa inside. In the repairs, the repairs, the Baal Bayis, Reis Limkar, Sakarka. The Mahalakam Bayolay, the Peshitta, the Ein Yachal Lamaychroy, Shem Shuba Lazah, Libnois Aliyah, Sham Kashiyirza. So, and he says, Elanir Lari, and Levite Taisa, the Vayan Shiraitza, Baal Bayis, Zoira, or Baal Aliyah, Magamani, Ezareah, Shigamli Akarkam Shuba Aliyah. And that's the Shiloh, if he gets any right in the property. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah because it's a new Indian, and I'm at Shem. Tomorrow we'll stop for the Mishnah, which is a very long block tomorrow. We'll see how much we get in.